over there, Al Perhacs here, and as you can see, I've got a pretty big stack of books. It's just a few of the books that I've collected over the years. And in this module, I'm going to cover books in detail. Now, what kind of books? I'm going to talk about how the dynamic mental entrainment process begins with reading good and powerful books. Now, that doesn't mean you have to read it cover to cover or anything like that. But what it does mean is that you start to take a look at some books. Let me just show you some of the books that I've read over the years and have made an impact. That doesn't mean that I read them all in one setting. You know, here's a sales book that I used when I was back in sales. Remote Viewing Secrets, when I was first getting started in remote viewing. Not that it really taught me that much, but it gave me an idea of what to expect. Grow Rich While You Sleep. This is one of the original books I ever got from my dad back in the old days. This is probably a 1960 edition. Same thing with this. How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. Great book. Psycho-Cybernetics, one of my favorites of all time. This is actually the updated version. I'm not sure if this is as good as the original, but I have the original, but it's really dog-eared. Actually, hold on one second. I got my original copy. Let me get it. Hey, check this out. This is the original Psycho-Cybernetics that my dad gave to me back in. Man, it's really old. So, just goes The Official Guide to Success. Attraction Factor. Norman Vincent Peale's three complete books. Phenomenal reading. The E-Myth Revisited. If you've never read The E-Myth Revisited and you're in business, you need to read it. John C. Maxwell's leadership book. Excellent read. How to Have Confidence and Power in Dealing with People. I just reread this in the summer and I got a lot of great information out of it. Changing the Seen in the Unseen World. This is actually a spiritual book by a Christian minister, but I got to tell you, this guy is more than just reading the word. He understands the unseen forces that are out there, meaning sending your energy out to do work for you. It's a powerful, powerful book. Master Key to Riches, Napoleon Hill. Phenomenal book. Your Infinite Power to Be Rich by Joseph Murphy. Another great book. And then I've got books like Indonesian Fighting Fundamentals. This is a martial arts book that I read, bought probably 10 years ago. Well, I'm going to tell you two of my favorite books that I read all the time that really have impacted me. And I'm going to go into more details on specific books, how you use them, why you use certain books, and so on and so forth. But the reason I show you some of these, and this is just a small portion of the books that I have collected over the years and have read, not just collected, but read, is that I want you to see that I'm always out there looking for ways to increase my productivity. I'm looking for that one little concept, that one little glimmer of information that's going to take me to the next level. And I want you to start thinking like that too, because when we start getting into some specific books, and one of the books we're going to get specifically into is Think and Grow Rich. If you've never read it, you're going to get a chance to, because I have a copy for you. But I recommend you go to the store and buy a copy. This book is probably not that much. $10 at the store. And this book is worth $1 million to you. Not in terms of money, but in terms of information, because this book will change your entire life, not just monetary. It's not really a money book. It's how you think. It's how you think and grow rich, how you can become. It's one of the concepts that I locked onto this book when I was younger and I loved it. Here's one of my new favorite books, The 4-Hour Work Week. Actually, this is the old version. I got the new version here. I actually bought this book back in 2007, liked it so much that when the guy came out with the new version, let me just show you the new version. I got books all over my desk, obviously, to do this video. This is the new version. I bought this actually just a couple weeks ago, and I'm actually rereading the entire book, and he added like 100 new pages. But it gave me an excuse to go back and read it. Powerful, powerful book that if you want to learn how to maximize your living, just phenomenal. I've recommended this book to so many people that they just like, man, Al, that is the best book I've read in a long time. This book is awesome, and Think and Grow Rich is awesome. And so we're gonna go into detail on that. And again, the reason I show you that is just to let you know, I didn't just come up with a lot of these concepts on my own. It took books. It took you know, audio training. It took seminars. It took association. It took having mentors where I could learn things. You know, one of the things I do, and one of the things that you probably do because you're assimilating this information from me, is I find somebody that's an avid reader. I find somebody that has done all their homework, and then I learn from them. You know what I find out? They've already taken all the information in a certain skill set, and then they teach it. For instance, the first book or course that I ever did on internet marketing, which means selling your products online, was a guy that I know bought like every other course out there, and then he built his own course. And then I studied it, and you know, I saved a lot of money and learned a lot of valuable things, and it really kicked my business off. So we're going to go into details that are going to allow you to really see the value of what we're going to be teaching in this particular module. I just think it's so powerful. Each of the subsequent modules, module 4 and 5, are going to go into the rest of the formula in detail, and you're going to see what we're talking about here as far as how this is going to impact you. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You don't like to read, and I understand that. I wasn't a big reader either, but here's what I want you to know. It's only going to take you 5, 10, 15 minutes per day to read what we're going to read. And it's going to change your life. And you're going to incrementally grow from there. I promise you, this will change your life if you follow the formula. So anyway, this is going to be an exciting module. Again, if you have any questions, let me know. I'm also going to do another short video on some of the questions you ask yourself. If you're not asking yourself the questions that I laid out in modules 1 and 2, you need to do that. Where are you at right now? How are you progressing in this system? Are you doing the skill sets that I've asked you to do? If you haven't, you've got to do them. Not that I'm forcing you to do them, but why would you go through this program if you're not going to actually do it? Because I want you to be more proficient, more powerful at the end of the 8 weeks. And if you don't do those, I just don't know how you're going to do it. I'm following it. And as I measure all my stuff, and I've been measuring all the things I do in the last couple weeks, it's pretty eye-opening. And around the 5th week, I'm going to go through some case studies and give you some real-world examples of exactly why you do something like that. So hang tight. We got a lot of great information for you this module. As usual, if you have any questions or comments, just shoot me an email. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you're doing. And let me know if I can help.